This is Natalie Brown, and you're listening to the Blind Access Journal podcast.
Hello, everyone. Today is Tuesday, February 26th, 2013, and we are here at the CSUN Conference in San Diego. I'm Allison Hilliker.
And I'm Daryl Sandro.
And we are here with Judy Dixon from the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, also known as NLS. And she is the Consumer
Relations Officer. Consumer Relations Officer.
So, welcome, we Judy.
Thank you.
So, tell us, who is a Consumer Relations Officer?
What do you do?
I am the one at NLS who worries about things having to do with the users of the service. If a user has a real problem with their library, I might get involved in helping solve that. Or any projects that we're working on at NLS that directly affect users, I get involved in that. So it's anything that has to do with users.
Wonderful. Well, that's great because I am a consumer of NLS, so I'm glad you're out there working for us. we really thank you for talking with us today, and you have something exciting you're going to share with us. First of all, tell us a little bit, for those who don't know, about BARD. Today we're going to be talking about BARD apps. But BARD, tell our listeners a little bit more about what that is, for those who don't know.
BARD is an acronym that stands for Braille and Audio Reading by Download. And it's a service allowing people to download their, for a long time it was just audiobooks. It started in 2006. And people can download their books and play them either on an NLS digital player by putting them onto a cartridge, or they can play them on a number of third-party players that support playback of NLS audiobooks. And last November, we finally put the Braille in BARD. Another thing that I've been responsible for at NLS is the Web Braille service. I basically have looked after it and created it, essentially, with the help of a few staff back in the late 90s, and I've been taking care of it all these years, but it's now being incorporated into BARD, so people can get Braille books from BARD as well. And it means people have actually been able to download Braille since 1999, but, who remembers that? But this audio now it's part of BARD, and it's really grown up and joined the big time.
So BARD is essentially the one place where you can download both the audio recorded books and the Braille books then.
That's right.
That's really nice. So tell us about the apps you're developing. I know you're working on one for iOS, which for those who don't know, iOS is the operating system for the iPhone, the iPod Touch, and the iPad. So tell us a little bit about the iOS app you're having for BARD.
We are actually in the process of developing two apps, one for iOS and one for Android. And the development of the Android app is a little further behind, so we don't even have a working version of that yet. But we just got, just in the last week or so, a working version or alpha version of the iOS app. And I do have it running on my iPhone 5, and I can show you a little bit about it. I'm going to say a lot of caveats here, though, before I do this, because this is an alpha version, means it's a version that's not even ready for beta testing. It's an internal version, and it more or less works, but there are still some problems, and not everything is functional, but it'll give you an idea of how the app is organized. Some things may change when it finally happens, but it's pretty much as it's going to be.
Okay, well, then show us how it works. I'm excited.
514, slide to unlock. Messages, compass, app BARD Mobile.
The name of the
Double
app.
Tap to open.
The name of the app is BARD Mobile. When we get into the app, there are no hints yet, and that's one of the several things that will still happen. There will be hints, but they are not there now.
BARD Mobile, bookshelf, heading.
So the app, I'm going to show you the tabs first. There are four tabs across the bottom.
Selected, bookshelf, tab, 1 of 4. Get books, tab, 2 of 4. Settings, tab, 3 of 4. Now reading, settings, tab, 3 of settings, tab.
That's me, guys.
More reading, tab. 4 of 4.
That was me, not the app.
No
so
problem.
So, we're in the bookshelf.
5 of 5 bars, bookshelf, heading.
Okay.
And
edit button, audiobooks, 12 items.
Edit, of course, would be going into the bookshelf and being able to reorder the items that are here on this screen. So we've got audiobooks.
Audio magazines, 0 items. Braille books, 3 items. Braille magazines, 0 items.
Nice, so you could have them separated into categories.
Mm-hmm. And it automatically does that.
When
you download a book to the app, it puts it, right now it's only putting the books, the magazines happen to have landed in the books category, so there's one thing that has to be fixed.
There you go.
Braille books, audio magazines, 0 item, audio books,
so we'll,
12 items.
We'll go into the audio books.
Audio books, 12. Bookshelf, back button.
So we're now still on the bookshelf, in the bookshelf tab, but we're into the
audio books, 12. Heading, edit button.
Now here's where you could go in and delete individual books.
Mm-hmm. Search view.
Or you could search
double tap to edit.
Nice.
Selected. Title. Button. 1 of 3.
And then you could have them sorted. You can have them sorted. Right now I have it sorted by title. You heard that one was selected.
Author. Button. Latest. Button.
So you can
3 of 3.
Have them sorted by author or the time that you downloaded them. So we'll just go through the books here.
More info. Smart Computing. January 2013.
Okay. So we're going to double tap on that one.
Smart Computing, January 2013, heading. Selected, now reading,
so now
tab, 4 of 4.
I just wanted to show you, we've switched over now to the now reading tab, and that's actually the fourth tab over on the bottom. And so this is the book we're now reading, and at any time you can go to the book that you're now reading.
27%, setup, protect your network wire, navigation, button, 5 of 5, smart computing,
oh,
January 2013, heading. Navigation button.
So you're just flicking across, right?
I'm
setup. Protect your network wireless router installation configuration section.
But I was playing this book earlier today.
Navigation
yes. It's where I left off. So
button.
Let me go back to the beginning.
Well, that's good that it's
27%.
It's 8 minutes,
46 seconds of 2 hours, 59 minutes, 33 seconds.
So it'll tell you how many percent you are through it, what time you are.
Setup. Protect your navigation button.
But I'll go to navigation. This is interesting.
Navigation. Smart Computing, January 2013. Back button.
If you've used any of the apps that show you about what level you're in, you know sometimes you hear the whole title and it'll say...
Navigation.
Introduction, button. Level 1, something else, you know, level 1, something else, level 2, and you have to listen to all the words before you find out what level you're at. Well, listen to this.
Skippable, but selected, page, bookmark, 1, Smart Computing, January 1. Copyright 2001. Table of contents 1 plus. News notes, technology news.
When you heard 1 plus, that means there's something under there.
1 plus.
Ah.
Windows news. 1 plus. Business news.
So, if we want to go into 1.
1 plus.
I'm going to back.
Windows news.
I just flicked back to Windows news. If we tap and hold.
Level 2 visible.
Now,
1 minus.
Now
Windows
level,
news.
That turned to 1 minus. So that tells you now it's expanded. And now if we flick.
2. Windows Phone 8. 2. CRM update. 2. Skype Microsoft Messenger.
Huh.
1 plus.
Oh.
Business news.
Fascinating. What if you had just double tapped on it?
If we just double tapped on
two,
it, it would just start to play.
1 minus. Windows news. Select Smart Computing. January 2013. Heading.
Oh, well, sorry, it opens it.
Rewind.
Right.
Button. Now we have the screen where we
next
can...
Next up, rewind button.
Okay.
Next up, jump.
I was just wondering because the double tap
next
and hold is probably a little less intuitive for a lot of users than just double tapping things. So probably a new user is going to go in here and start double tapping stuff.
But
I
if
think.
They double tap it, it'll open the actual item.
Awesome.
So now we're on a screen that looks a lot like the player. And so it'll have a...
Rewind. Previous element.
Previous
button.
Element.
Jump by article. Button. Next element. Button.
So this jump by article is like the menu button on the player.
Jump by article. Button.
And it's actually going to say menu in the final version. But if I tap that.
Jump by section. Jump by subsection. Jump by phrase. Jump by article.
So I can cycle around there.
There you go.
So.
Play.
I'm going to play.
Play. Windows new. Reading time, 4 minutes. Windows Phone 8.
Now,
with Windows Phone 8,
rewind you'll be able to and take fast forward.
Microsoft's new Windows 8 interface. Fast forward button.
So if I go to fast forward, if I double tap it,
information about the forward news headline,
it goes forward 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm. A data sense.
If I triple tap it,
to use your smartphone on forward 10 seconds. Windows
it goes forward 10 seconds.
To use digital wallet.
If I tap and hold
near field communication payments, so you
and keep it held.
Forward 1 minute. Forward 5 minutes.
Oh wow.
Forward 10 minutes.
Oh.
And then like the player.
Forward 15 minutes.
It will eventually switch to jumping forward.
Forward 30 minutes.
By chapters.
Forward 1 hour.
Not sure when that happens in a magazine.
Forward 2 hours.
It may not happen in a magazine. I think it's not gonna.
Forward 2 hours, 0 seconds. Access that memory quickly. Entry level graphics cards tend to have 64-bit or 100. Stop button. Stop.
And you can do the same thing with the forward, the jump by.
Interfaces. Fast forward button.
Wait a second.
Play button. Play. The GPU.
Stop. Thank you.
Does it honor the two-finger double tap?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes,
for play and pause.
Yep.
Awesome.
So for playing,
play.
Can it's playing.
Very quickly.
And I'll
entry
if it stops.
Cards.
Yep.
Stop.
I just stopped it.
Nice.
With a two-finger double tap.
So it's an interesting fast-forward rewind option in that it doesn't work like a lot of other players. It just starts scrubbing the audio.
It works like our,
back.
No, it doesn't. But it works like our hardware player does.
Gotcha. Okay.
Fast forward.
We also have
125.0%.
Yay!
I was thinking Allison would be excited about that.
Yeah, me too.
So let's see how good this gets.
And 256-bit memory interfaces. If you run higher resolutions or even multiple monitors, look for a card with 256.
What is the speed now?
75.0%.
Okay.
To get the most out of your 3D applications. Not all memory is created equal.
Is that fast enough yet, Allison?
Yes. Is the current standard for mid-range?
Yeah.
200.0%.
Oh, 200%. Is that 2x?
It's
2x.
Okay.
Display support.
Wow,
finally,
that's
take a look at
the
graphics card. Two or more video outputs on the graphics card.
Oh, wow, Allison, you usually plug your books up to 3 or 4x, don't you?
No.
No?
I think the measure is different depending on what
game on.
Hardware or software I'm using to listen.
Gotcha.
For PC's gaming and rendering potential. Make the upgrade and your eyes will thank you. Stop.
Awesome.
Nice. Yeah, I like being able to speed it up. And it didn't sound distorted or anything, which occasionally happens when you speed up human audio, so that's always nice.
It is nice.
Because I think even on the Audible app, when you speed it up, it sounds slightly distorted, so this is better than that. Yay.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like you have a good codec for
button.
And if
doing
you, if
fast
you,
speed, button.
Double tap
tone.
The speed, there'll be hints on all these too, so that will help people know about this tapping and holding and stuff. But you can have it control the tone instead of the speed.
Oh, gotcha.
Zero. Adjustable. Plus one.
Whoops.
Play. Captions of photograph. One. Install the graphics card into the topmost PCIe slot for the best results.
What does this do?
Two. Plus two. VGA and DDI display connections.
Three.
Plus three. Very many compact PCs. Four. Checking your resolution. Plus two.
Wow.
Tone.
Button.
Just
press speed.
Take the
short
speed.
125.0%. It's not to develop a love-hate relationship with your passwords. After all, you need the star.
Wow.
Okay, so that's
bookshelf. Tab.
That was
get
the,
books. Tab.
We have the get books.
Get books.
Section.
Tab.
And the way this is going to work is you're going to be able to get books either from your wish list.
Wish list.
So if you
wish list zero get books back button wish list seven heading.
So there's 7 books on my wish list.
Edit button. The Mermaid Summer. Hunter. Molly. No download.
We can't. This doesn't work right now.
No.
But so the way you get books is either by putting them on your wish list.
Get books.
Or
back button.
You can
get books. Heading. Wish list. Recently added titles. Heading.
The recently added titles.
Audiobooks. Audio magazines.
And that's Braille similar magazines. To the website.
Right. So those sections on the website you'll be able to get access to from the app.
If you wanted to put something on your wish list, you'd have to actually do that from the website. You'd have to search for a book and add it to your wish list and then access it from the app.
Yes.
Okay, interesting. But then the recently added books you can just download directly into? Mm-hmm. Okay, nice.
Why is it not possible to search for books within the app?
It's just a very complicated thing to do, mm-hmm. and we're just going to start out doing it this way and see how it goes.
Gotcha.
Wow.
Good start here.
I'm really excited about it.
Navi, 4 of 4. Settings. Tab.
Settings.
3 of 4. Settings. Heading. Audio settings. Audio settings. Settings. Audio settings. Heading. Speed. 100.0%.
So you could set a default speed.
Mm-hmm.
100.0%. Adjustable. Tone. 0. 0. Adjustable. Background playback. Switch button. Off. Double tap to toggle setting.
When you close the app, does it stop playing?
Oh, cool. Awesome. I like that.
Auto lock during playback. Switch button. Off.
So you can keep the...
Double tap to toggle setting.
Right. You can keep it from locking.
Skippable. Play. Verbosity. Hi.
What to do with skippable elements that have been declared skippable by the book's creator, such as page numbers or reference notes, things like that. Mm-hmm. And will they be played or skipped?
Oh, interesting.
Nice.
Okay.
Settings. Back button. Settings. Selected. Visual settings. User account set. Visual settings. Visual settings. Settings. Visual
low,
settings.
Low vision
font
users.
Size. Small.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Contrast. Black and white. Restore defaults.
That's all that's there.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Settings.
Pretty straightforward.
People use that. Yeah.
Settings. Audio settings. Selected. User account settings. Bard Mobile 0. 1. Through bookshelf. Tab. 1 of 4.
That's all.
Get books.
So obviously the user reading. Account settings
tab.
Would just be
four
like
four.
Your Bard login.
Yes.
Okay.
Nice.
Bookshelf. Tab. Mm-hmm. 1 of 4.
So if somebody gets this app for the first time, what will they get in the way of help?
There, well, that's another area that was in the bookshelf.
Audiobooks, 12.
Where we were
bookshelf.
At the beginning.
Back button, audiobook, okay. Edit, search field, selected.
Whoops.
Type bookshelf, back button.
We're still in the audiobooks.
Mm-hmm. Bookshelf, heading, edit, audiobook, audio magazine, braille books, braille magazine, help, 0 items.
So there'll be user guides there.
Okay.
And that's another thing that's yet to be done. So there's quite a few things that still have to be finished before the app is ready for prime time. And user guides, we've completed all the hint text that has to be put into the app. Clean up some little, I think you heard the audio kind of hiccuping there a few times, and that will be cleaned up. As well as the whole interface for how the app talks to the Bard website. And that still has to be finished. Right now we're putting books on it from a computer. But one of the things that has been very important in designing this app is we don't want people to have to use iTunes to use it. So you'll be able to do everything from within the app to get books and so forth. So that's what they're still working on now, and that still has to be done.
Great. Will there be a bookmarking feature?
Yes.
Okay, yep. Nice.
When the...
selected, the, bookshelf,
and then you can
tab,
skip bookmarks.
Okay.
Selected, bookshelf, tab, audio magazines, 0 items, audiobooks, 12 items. Here's a little poem, a very first book, more info.
Well, we'll
here's a little poem,
we'll
a very first... Here's a little poem, a very first book of poetry, heading. Navigation button. Here's a little poem.
The
very first book of poetry compiled. 0 seconds of 34 minutes 41 sec. 0%. Adjustable bookmark button.
There. So we could set a bookmark.
Oh, on. Nice.
And then also on the
previous element.
On the
jump by front matter.
Jump
button.
By whatever.
Mm-hmm. Jump by poem.
Jump by bookmark.
Will jump by phrase.
Appear.
Okay, that makes sense.
And then the way you jump button. Is to go into that navigation. thing?
You can either just... No, you do the next element.
Oh, right. That's right. That's the previous by, next element. Right.
Is what is the next element and previous element do? Or when you go to navigation, you can navigate by page. There's also going to be a part of this app that plays Braille books. And it'll play NLS WebBraille titles that people can read with their Braille display. It'll have similar features in that you can jump by page, you can jump by line, or jump by volume. And then when you go into navigation, you can navigate by page, line, or volume.
Right.
Oh, good. So you can jump quickly once you select the only
one. You'll be able to search the text in Braille. So you have to put it in contracted Braille in the same way. And I don't know, many of your listeners may be familiar with reading Braille with an iOS app, but one of the problems that Braille readers have had is there hasn't been a good way to read a contracted Braille file because the characters are typically in uppercase. And you can either have 8-dot Braille on, but there's no way to turn it off without turning either contracted Braille on or contracted Braille or uncontracted Braille. So even uncontracted Braille doesn't mean 6-dot Braille. It means Braille with capital signs and number signs and so forth. So if you have a file that's already contracted Braille, there's really no good way to read it without that 7th and 8th dots. But one of the things our contractor has done is figured out a way to display all those books in 6-dot Braille. So all you have to have is your iOS device set to 8-dot Braille, and you'll be able to read it in 6-dot Braille.
Oh, wow.
And also, we had difficulty at first with blank lines and leading spaces because the Braille in iOS is designed to output what the speech says. And that's all it worries about doing. It's not worrying about showing you the format of a page or where a blank line is, but we were able to trick it and substitute Unicode spaces for the ASCII spaces, and it says, aha, something's there, I better pay attention to that. So it'll say unpronounceable because it's coming across the Unicode space. Right. The speech will say unpronounceable, but the Braille looks fine. The Braille looks formatted exactly like it's supposed to be formatted, so we'll be able to see the formatting of the Braille book.
So you mute voiceover, mute the speech voiceover when you are reading a Braille book, because we're reading, are we reading BRF files?
We're reading BRF files.
Right, okay. Which is Braille ready format.
Yes. Wow. Well, this sounds amazing. I'm really excited about it. Do we have a guess as to when it will be available?
We are hoping it will be ready by the time of the conventions, early July. There's still so much that has to be done, but we've made really good progress. We've been working on it since about October, and we have all our fingers crossed.
What will be the pricing on the app?
It'll be free.
Oh, yay, awesome.
Yay.
Hey, can't beat that. And if somebody were really enthusiastic about this app and wanted to become a beta tester, is NLS going to be accepting beta testers? And how will that work?
Well, we have quite a lot of people who have already expressed interest in the beta test. And we really, at this point, are pretty much full our beta test. I mean, if somebody is just wants to see if there's some space, if you send me an email, I can add you to the list. But I can't promise anything at this point because we're really, really quite full.
Everybody's excited about this app. I know I am.
Yay.
I was telling you guys earlier that once we have the BARD app available, I may never leave my house. Between Bookshare and Audible and Nook, and now I'm gonna have BARD to add to that. I'm gonna have so many books. I just it'll just be me and my iPhone.
Well, that actually will mean a little less redundancy for some users potentially, and maybe shifting away from specialized players.
Yes, that's exciting, I think, because right now I have to pull out a different player when I want to listen to BARD books, which I carry my iPhone with me everywhere, and I don't always have a different device with me to play BARD books. So I am super excited about the BARD app. Yay, I really appreciate you guys doing that. It makes me very happy. So, and it's good to know that there'll be an Android version for those of you in that camp, too.
So. There's also going to be an iPad version that'll have slightly different visual features.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Is there any other little tidbits we should know about the app?
I think that's it.
Okay, Judy, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you or contact NLS about the app, what would you suggest they do at this point?
My email address is jdix@loc.gov.
Nice.
If you have questions I can't answer, I'll be happy to send them on.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us today. This was really exciting. I can't wait till this app is available, and I really appreciate you taking the time to show it to us. So, thank you.
You're very welcome.
All right.
That has been another episode of the Blind Access Journal podcast. We hope you have enjoyed it. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can reach me at Daryl@blindaccessjournal.com.
Or me at Allison@blindaccessjournal.com, Allison@blindaccessjournal.com.
It has been wonderful bringing this to you. Thank you again, Judy, for coming on the show with us today.
Yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And from the 2013 CSUN Conference, I'm Daryl.
And I'm Allison.
And we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.